Pretty exciting show. The Fishing Guide Podcast is almost live here in Bentonville, Arkansas. I think we're actually in Rogers, Arkansas. So this is a new facility that's going in. It's a boat dealership, and we're actually going to have Greg, another Greg, come one day, and he's gonna be on the podcast. But for right now, we happen to have Greg Bohannon, who's down there, who's fishing the Tackle Warehouse FLW circuit. And we also have Will. He's in the middle here, and he's our, I guess he's kind of our special guest. We're kind of like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich here, and we've put Will in the middle because he's going to have all the answers to our questions, and Greg's going to talk about the Bass and Bucks rain gear that we have going.
If you guys are looking at me for the answers, we're in big trouble before this even starts.
I'm kind of upset with Will for bringing his weather with us out here. You know, this is the biggest snow we've had in 10 years, and he flew in 2 days ago, so he just drugged the snow with him.
It's that buck and bass weather.
Buck there and bass go. Weather, for sure it is.
So we're gonna start with Greg because you live here in Northwest Arkansas, and we have some real crazy weather here. That's all you can say about it. It's kind of like the mountains kind of drive rain to us, or it drives snow to us. Tell us about the rain gear and a little bit, and tell us how you met Will.
Man, it's a pretty cool story. You know, I was at the Toyota Championship at Lake Cumberland, and Will reached out to me and said, "Hey, I'd like to meet with you and show me your product. You know, show us your product." And I was fortunate enough to be able to wear that product during the tournament, and it was really cool because it was a great test for that product. I mean, the first day we took off, it was I think 25 degrees. You know, when you run a bass cat that runs 78 miles an hour, I don't know what the wind chill is there, but it's cold. And so I was able to wear the Buck and Bass rain suit that day. The next day, it was in the high 30s and raining all day long. And I don't mean just intermittent. I mean all day long. So I got to really test this product from day one, and I could not be more happy with product. I was absolutely blown away. When you run that fast, your head's dry, the suit doesn't move, the wind doesn't penetrate it, you know, and for the first time in my 13-year FLW career, I was dry at the end of day two. So it was really cool. It was fun to put that product on.
And so, Will, when did you first meet Greg?
Yeah, so it was, we have a mutual friend, Bill McDonald.
Uh-huh.
And it was funny, first thing Bill was saying, he's like, "Hey, I got to hook you up with Greg. I got to hook you with Greg." He must have known Greg was having major suit problems and was wet because he was like kept hammering it home. Like, you gotta meet with Greg, you gotta meet with Greg. And I was like, "Yeah, no problem." And earlier than that week, when we were up in Kentucky, it had snowed on one of the days. And all the guys were just like, "Okay, we know it's coming." It was a practice day. So they were able to, you know, some of them were just dealing with really rough weather.
I mean, it was miserable. That particular practice day, it was 33 degrees.
That was on that Monday.
Raining and spitting snow all day. So if it's just snow, you can survive it. But I'm talking it was rain, wind, and 33 degrees. So that's about as miserable conditions to me as you can get.
Yeah, it was rough. So we actually had at our house at Cumberland, we were staying at there, between Monday and Thursday when the tournament started, we had like five or six guys knocking at our door saying like, "Hey, I heard you got suits. Do you have one in my size?" We actually overnighted three or four suits to the guys so they could have them for that day two of the tournament. Greg was fortunate enough. We were able to meet up, got him his suit. And like you said, that timing just worked out so well because the weather was there. And December, Cumberland, and that weather, it was – I mean, we were at that – Friday morning that he's talking about that weather, we were at the dock watching the guys launch, and it was like, you know, before takeoff, it was like 7 o'clock. There was already guys complaining about how wet and cold they were, and I was sitting here going, "It's going to be a long day for them if it's not even sunrise really, and they're already wet. It's going
to
be bad." So
you know, and as a fisherman, we try to control the variables that we can control. You know, when you go into a tournament like that, the mental part of that, when it's really cold, it's really wet, there's a percentage of those guys that are mentally beat because they're wet and cold, you know, and that suit allows me to – I take one thing out of there that I don't have to worry about. Yeah. You know, that takes one aspect out of it. That part's taken out. I'm going to be warm and dry, you know, and that's a variable I can control now.
Yep. Yeah, so it was that's how Greg and I met, and that's how it kind of all came together right there.
So this is very technical clothing. This is clothing that rain apparel that – actually kind of needs to be explained, doesn't it? So did Will break it down for you, or did he just throw it to you and say, Greg, try and stay dry?
No, he let me try it on. He walked. I was really interested in the story, how he got started. You know, he comes from a farming background just like I do, and so that intrigued me to start with right there, you know, and so in a ranching background. But he walked through how he developed this from ground zero. You know, it's not something that he went over and picked up off a shelf in China and put a logo on and changed a zipper. This is something designed from ground zero. It's patented material, and I'm blown away at what it is. And he's got a cool story.
Yeah. Can you do your story in 2 minutes?
A Cliff Notes version. So yeah. I was born and raised in Wyoming. Grew up on ranches. Skip ahead. I always loved bass fishing, mule deer hunting, just growing up. Skipping ahead, always loved watching. Never done a bass tournament in my life. I'm nowhere near these guys' level anywhere, shape, or form. I just grew up fishing ranch ponds. But loved always watching on TV. Loved bass fishing and loved watching on TV. And it never made sense to me why these guys were always complaining about being wet. And I would see it, and they're running the best boats, the best rods, the best reels, all this stuff, yet they're complaining about being wet. And that made absolutely no sense to me. And it made no sense to me because there's the other brands on the market that have been around for 30 plus years. And I'm sitting there thinking they've had 30 years runway to get this right. And they haven't got it right. I'm not one and one don't equal three. Like, what's going on here? And then we started digging into it and looking into it. And they were right. These guys were this gear that was out there just wasn't cutting it. I mean, it was everything was leaking. Everything was failing. It was just problematic from the start. And I said, okay, I don't know how we're going to do this, but we're going to fix this. And so we did.
So, Greg, I saw your schedule. So are you hoping for a lot of rain and tournaments coming up, knowingly that you're going to have that edge, that advantage?
I feel like I've got that edge. I want the nastiest, worst weather we can get because I've already got some of them beat that way.
There you go. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. But so tell us a little bit, Will. It's two pieces.
Correct. And the jacket and the bibs, correct?
Yep. So it's bibs. Why did you go with bibs and not pants? Because it's easier to put pants on, right? Or wrong?
Well, yes and no. Bibs are something as anglers. I mean, I see you guys wearing bibs. It can be middle of summer, and you guys are and not a cloud in the sky, and you guys are still wearing bibs. Bibs are just something done right that can be very comfortable. Very, as an angler, water is always an element. It doesn't matter if there's not a cloud in the sky. I mean, I have a lot of friends that live up in the Great Lakes and, you know, like St. Clair and all that. And it can be in the middle of summer, it can be 80 degrees out, and they are soaking wet because they're dealing with 3-4 foot waves rolling over their boat and everything. So those bibs are that's why we went with the bib instead of a pant to start with, to give that extra protection.
Yeah. And so, Greg, when he's talking about the materials that it's made out of and the technology, how about how heavy the material feels? Because I know that you and I both had some different brands, and the weight of the material, there's a difference there, isn't there?
Yeah, and before, you know, I fished all day and it rained all day. At the end of the day, my shoulders are just kind of hurting. You know, it weights you down a bunch. And this suit, it weighs the same at the end of the day as it does at the first of the day. And that is huge to me because it just takes that weight off of you. You know, there's several things that he's designed into it. You know, the cuffs, I can put the cuffs on my sleeve and actually cull fish out of the live well and not get any water up my sleeve. I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, I've got a spot for my cell phone inside. It's got double pockets. It's double zippered. You know, the bibs will unzip all the way up to my waist, so I don't have to take my boots off in the morning to put my bibs on. So there's several things. You know, when he says built for bass, that's true because they've been tested and they're actually built for bass. So I love the design of it.
And when he's talking about the weight, our entire suit weighs under 4 pounds.
Wow.
And that weight does not change whether it's whether in the rain all day, snow all day, or nothing. I mean, that's it. That the weight of the product is the weight of the product. It doesn't soak. Our material's not, you know, constantly sponging up water and then breaking at the end of the day. It's the weight is the weight. That's it.
You can really just shake it off at the end of the day, hang it up, and it's ready to go the next day. You know, whereas before, we had to go find a dryer somewhere and dry it out. So that's a really, really good component of it.
Yeah, it was funny, sorry, because I was with, when we were working on this, I was with Brian Smith at a tournament in Northern California, and him and a bunch of the guys, when we were developing this product, they had their other suits at that time, and they were at a tournament, and it was like a mad rush who could get back to the hotel first. Who got the dryer first, and who could hang up what, and I was sitting there going like, you guys are grown men fighting. Like, we got to fix all this. This is ridiculous.
The real question comes, Greg, have you got a rain suit for your wife yet?
No, but I've had several people inquiring about it. No. Hey, one thing, if it's 33 and raining, my wife's not going. I promise you. She likes to fish, but she's fair weather.
All right. So tell us about Iron Shell. Shell technology, that's actually the part of the rain suit that's really separating the rain suit from other rain suits.
Yeah, that's the name. That's what the material that we developed. That's what we named it. We actually created it with some people we know from Japan, and that's came the Japanese theme with that in the name. I'm a big, like 70s. I know Kung Fu is Chinese, but Kung Fu, Japan, like all those type of movies, right?
Right.
I'm a big fan of those, and it was one night when we were developing it, I was watching some of those old, again, I know it's Chinese, but I was watching some of those old Shaolin movies from those 70s Shaolin movies. And I was sitting there and I was like, oh, this would be so good. Like, let's just name it Iron Shell. And that's how it all came about. So that's where the name and everything came from, was from that. But that's our material. It's got a water column rating. Fundamentally, it separates itself from everyone else because we have a water column rating of 49,000. What that means is it's scientifically proven that anything under 40,000 will eventually leak and fail. So that right there, fundamentally, before anything gets out of the gate, our jacket and bibs are at a starting point that is vastly superior to anything else.
Yeah, and you know what? What I think is remarkable about the suit is the magnets. Now, I always tell everyone, I think that the person who came up with that is the same kid that when he was younger played with magnets the whole time. And as he was growing up, he decided that he was going to put magnets in whatever he made, whether it be a stocking cap or whatever. He was putting it in there.
Yeah, those are our – that's a Fitlock magnetic clip on those bibs. And even Greg, when he first got it, it's like you snap and you're like, oh, wait, whoa, and people just end up playing with it.
Because it's so easy, you can actually hold it out here, and it clamps itself. It's really cool.
And it's got a 70-pound test on it, so, I mean, you can literally, you could hold something of a 70-pound weight, and it will not give. And it's, I've seen Bryant and Smith and I have spent so much time together developing this product. I've seen him fishing before, one hit rod and reel in one hand, and going like this in the other. And I can tell it's a slow bite. And I was like, Brian will be sitting there and be like, clip, 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 clip. And I'm like, it's just funny. It's a really awesome feature. And
so we're lucky enough to have Greg because Greg's got a mean, fast bass cat boat.
Oh, man.
And I mean, he can't get it to run fast enough. He's probably taken everything out so he can run as fast as he possibly can.
Well, you got to look at his Instagram. He's got a photo on there that a photographer by the name of Justin Geike took a photo of him taking off, and I think it's one of the most iconic takeoff photos that you could envision. It's Greg's boat. He's fully wheeling, and he's taken off first thing in the morning. There's like fog on the way. It's a really cool photo. Check out Greg's Instagram for that. It's really awesome.
Yeah, it's on my Instagram and on my athlete site on Facebook. And I know Basscat shared it, and it's just an awesome picture he took, man. I can't say enough cool things about that picture.
Getting that cat ready to run.
Yeah, the cat's ready to launch right there.
So you've been going down the lake, and probably what people want to know is, aren't you getting wet? Like, water coming through the zipper or something. You're going 78 miles an hour, is that right?
Yeah, my boat will run, I've had it 78 by myself. It runs 77, almost 77 tournament loaded, you know. And so I got to test the suit in a full pouring down rain. And that was one of the things I used to have to do on a cold rainy day. I always took an extra sweatshirt or change of clothes with me, and I don't have to do that anymore. And the way the zippers are designed, I mean, that's a patented thing. The way the hood's designed, you will not get wet, and it's just really cool to have something you won't get wet now.
The water not coming through.
It will not come through, and it won't seep through. You know, used to, on all the old rain suits, your chest is wet at the end of the day. There's no doubt about it. And for the first time, I was not in that tournament in Cumberland.
So we're going to let you talk about the hood. So it's a full throttle hood, which is a very fancy name for the hood stays on your head and doesn't choke you.
Yeah, it's our patented designed full throttle hood. And we developed that in such a way so where with a hat, without a hat, with a beanie, without a beanie, it doesn't matter what headwear you're wearing, that you can have that on and run wide open without any rattle, flapping, buzzing, shaking, ear flapping, neck strain, you name it. Also, too, how it's designed, it maintains your full field of view. So it's not like you have blinders on. That was one of the problems that we had seen in every other jacket was the guys would put on their hood, and if it would stay on, they're running with blinders. And I'm sitting there going, like, okay, you're running 70-plus miles an hour down the lake, and you have blinders on. This this sounds really safe. Like, good design. Like, that, good call, guys. Yeah, looks great. You know, so we fixed that. It was just, I think, fundamentally just taking the time and looking at, again, like Greg said, our moniker is built for bass.
Right.
That's what we were built for. We're not a fishing brand. We're built for bass. It's something that I believe, you look at these other brands on the market, and they're quote-unquote for fishing, which is great. I love fishing. I love tuna fishing. I love trout fishing. It's awesome. Fishing is awesome. Yet each discipline in fishing is completely different with its own set of needs. And as bass anglers, how many times has a trout fisherman gone 70 miles an hour down the lake? You know what I mean?
Like, it's true. You guys are built for bass, you know, and running a bass cat, I mean, one of the best ways to test it, you know, I've never had one be able to run that fast and not get wind or water through it. And you guys have done a good job on the design for sure.
And I heard you earlier, you know, we've been here at this, at the dealership, Basscat dealership here in Rogers, Arkansas. Heard you talking about the zippers on the side and the bibs. So you tell them a little bit about that design. Why do you like that?
Well, I like it because, you know, when I get the weigh-in or whatever, I've got somewhere to put my hands. You know, during that particular tournament, I actually put hand warmers in it. And then when I would move, or sometimes I'd put my hands in there. When I was waiting in weigh-in line, I put my hands in there. And not all bibs have those there. It also has a double zipper inside for my cell phone, you know, or it's totally dry. It's got zippered pockets on the legs, you know, and it's got a flap over that you're not going to get any water in that. So if you want to put your phone in there. But I do like those hand pockets and those top of those bibs. I really do.
How about the zippers running all the way down your legs?
All the way down. That's so cool.
Do you wear boots?
I do.
When you fish?
Well, I don't like to, but that, you know, when it gets super cold, you have to. Right. I mean, when it's in the 20s, I've got to wear boots. And so I can literally put my bibs on, and unzip it all the way to the waist, put my bibs on, zip it back down. And before, I was having to pull my boots off or unlace them.
And the zippers, so we'll go to the expert here. And tell us about the zippers. Is there two different models of zippers in there?
Yeah, those are the main zipper on the jacket and bibs. It's a T-Zip Master Seal zipper that's actually certified for space. And actually, NASA uses that same zipper on the Mars rover.
I told you, space age, man.
If you go fast enough with your bass cat, you might be able to get there.
Launch.
If you know.
Yeah.
And then for the pockets and the legs, it's a different zipper. Same waterproof zipper system, but a different, not as heavy duty. And why that is because those are the front of the jacket and the front of the bibs, those are your main kind of target areas that have the highest likelihood of a fail point. So that's where we provide the best zipper. Things like your pockets, example, those are a very low weak point potentially. So it varies from what we're doing. Like I said, that outer facing zipper on the jacket and bibs, that's where we put our big pony to take care of you guys at.
So tell us, Greg, if they wanted to find out more about you and follow you and become one of your fans, tell us where would they go?
Well, I've got an athlete site on Facebook, and which has grown quite a bit. I think we grew 500 people last month, so we're growing pretty fast there. I've got an Instagram account I started last year. It's growing pretty fast. So those are the two places. I do have a YouTube channel that I put a few things on that we're going to start doing a lot more next year. So mostly Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
All right. And Will, if they want to check out these rain suits, where can they go?
Yeah, the best place to go is buckandbass.com. That's BUCKNBASS.com, buckandbass.com. And we're on Instagram. Same. That's our name, Buck and Bass. And those are the two places to best places to check us out.
And if I want to buy one, where can I buy one?
You buy one from there. You can also where we're at right now. We are in. I've been traveling a lot. We are in Rogers, yep. Arkansas. I've been on the road since August, so bear with me. We are in Rogers, Arkansas, at what was formerly known as Bella Vista Marine, which now that it's not in Bella Vista, Arkansas anymore,
right.
Is in Rogers, Arkansas, which is going to be changing the name to Extreme Marine mm-hmm. in Rogers, Arkansas. And that's where they've got the Bass Cat dealership at here in Rogers. And they've got some of our suits in here too, which is very exciting that you can actually see it in person. And right. for all the guys in the local, this kind of Northwest Arkansas, actually have a chance to go in, physically get fitted, physically try on the suit and feel it for yourself to, you know, all the stuff that we've been saying about it, to actually see and touch and feel that it's real and have a chance to get it there. So that's, Extreme Marine in Rogers, Arkansas.
Yep, and lucky enough that all three of us have the suit, and so we get to stay dry.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. So tackle time this week. We're just going to talk about the website. So Pico Lures has a website. If you're trying to get any lures, we have hard baits. We have soft baits. We have the new iScope jig heads. And the new iScope jig heads are actually designed for using live sonar. So with Lowrance releasing their new electronics, Active Target, live sonar, along with the Garmin having their live scope, and Hummingbird on its way. That's one of the most popular jig heads. It's because of the size. You can see it when it's down there. Very popular jig for crappie anglers. And so we want you to check it out at picolures.com. You guys, thanks for being on the show. And that does it for this week.
All right, thank you, Brad.
Yeah, thanks.
All right.